Blog Talk Radio.
This is a super top secret test show, just to see if Zigzag can chime in. Because he tried last time, and there were technical difficulties, I think, on Blog Talk Radio's end. So I'm just sitting here, seeing if Zigzag can dial in on the host number. It's kind of like talking down a plane after the pilot's had a heart attack. And some other dude has jumped into the pilot seat. Except there's no lives at stake. Only livelihoods. Oh my, I see a caller. Hey. Is that you? I see a caller. But I don't hear anything from this caller that I'm assuming is Zigzag. This is a test show. Ignore everything you're hearing. Sending Zigzag a text message. I see a caller, but don't hear anything. Is it you? The mic is hot on this caller. Hot is industry speak for on. But I still hear nothing. Hello? Are you there, caller? Who may or may not be Zigzag. Can you hear me? Check one, check two. Check nine. Oop. Trying again, Zigzag said. Uh-oh. I see somebody else. Mute. Okay. Hello?
Cliff?
Hey.
Cliff? What's up?
Can you hear me?
I can.
It's you.
Not even echoing or anything.
Sweet. Are you called in as a host or
sound?
Just a caller? Huh?
I just called in to the host, I guess.
Did you have to enter a PIN?
No. I tried to do that and it never would connect.
Wow.
But I didn't
weird.
Let it try
okay.
very long. I mean, I don't think it does. I mean, could you still take a caller right now? With both of us online? I mean, obviously you can, it looked like.
I guess. I don't know. I haven't had the opportunity to try. Skype was doing some really weird stuff for me. Like, I dialed in and it was making no noise. I just assumed it wasn't working. And then right when I was about to hang up, I got the Blog Talk Radio thing.
Maybe that's what was happening because I didn't think it was even dialing, to be honest with you. But then I tried the other number and it worked fine. So maybe I try again.
Okay.
So what, it has to be like during this 15 minutes? Is that the deal or?
You can call in like 15 minutes before show starts, and you can click, if I haven't already done it, then you can click one to start the show, and you'll basically be on hold until the show starts.
All right.
But like now,
I
think now you should be able to just call in as a host and jump right in, but you might give it more time. Like I said, I called in and there was like no sounds or ringing or anything. I almost gave up. I was going to use my cell phone. And then I just
That's
heard
what
it.
I was going to do, actually. But I bought a super fancy pair of headphones for this frickin' radio show. So, Christ almighty, I've got to have them on. I guess I could have done that with my phone. Then I'd look like a real fucking idiot.
just strap your phone to your head with a rubber band, like a headphone.
That's old school. That's what I used to do. I got some Velcro on my ear that I use. Attach it.
I got
so what are you doing with all this home improvement stuff?
Improving the home. We're thinking about...
Wait, you got a new stove?
Got a new stove? Well, the old stove broke. The thermostat broke. And, like, this stove is... it's like the cheapest model. You know, we built our home through KB Homes, right? So they just loaded it with,
oh, I
guess, the cheapest crap available. Yeah, so they put, like, the stove was not one that you could just take out the thermostat and replace it. It was, like, hardwired into everything. So it meant replacing a whole bunch of shit or buying a new stove. And so my old lady found a used stove that was, you know, adequately priced, and I picked it up.
A super fancy one?
It's got digital LED lights.
So, yes. The answer to that is yes.
Yes, exactly. It's got a touchpad. It beeps. All I know is that it works.
You were missing out on a lot of your baking time, were you?
Yeah, well, you know me. I'm quite the baker.
Well, I do know that. I know you like to get baked.
Yeah,
or you
absolutely.
Did at one point, anyways. We're a little bit older now, I do believe.
Yeah. You know, it's weird. I was thinking about that today because we're planning a trip to Nicaragua. And I told a buddy
of mine. Yeah, I heard that on your radio show.
Yeah, yeah. So that's one reason we're improving homes. We might actually move there, oddly enough. But I told this other buddy of mine today that we were going. And he said, oh, well, that's odd because I'm actually going too at the same time. Except he's going on a tour with some of his friends, right? And one of the reasons he's going is apparently there's this set of islands, like right off the coast, called Blue something. And it's a super mega poor, like, village of like 10,000 people. And they're just dirt ass poor economically, right? Except that the ocean that around them is like a major cocaine trade route from Colombia up to, like, Florida, you know? And routinely, these cocaine boats get busted by the Coast Guard, and they just dump all this bales of cocaine off their boats, and it washes up on the shore of this little village. And, like, daily, they'll just walk up on the shore and pick up these bales of cocaine and fucking sell them. And so these people, like, have no jobs, but they're super, super mega wealthy off this cocaine money.
And they got a lot of energy, I bet, too.
Yeah, lots of energy, but they just blow it. They just, like, blow it all on fucking beer and stuff. You know, they'll have, like, they showed a picture of this dude, this old, like, you know, Hispanic indigenous guy in a wheelchair with this big shitting grin on his face, and he's holding, like, a brick of $100 bills, and they said that would probably be gone by the end of the week because he'd just blow it all on beer.
Well, what is a case of beer there, like $10,000?
10,000 Cordobas. But
is that what their buddy is, Cordobas?
It's a Cordoba, yeah. But that got me thinking about...
What is the exchange rate on a Cordoba?
Dude, it's fucking ridiculous. That's really what got us thinking about moving there is it's like a $1 equals 25 Cordobas, so like the cost of living is just ridiculously low. And there's a lot of, you know... Maybe you'd call them carpetbaggers. I call them expatriates, but a lot of, like, Americans
and
Canadians.
I know what an expat is. You're going to become an expat.
It's a possibility. We're planning a trip to go scout it out. You know, I don't want to rush into it. So we're actually going to go visit and actually meet some other expats. And I'm going to meet, like, there's a private school down there because we got a kid. I got to think about that. And I'm going to meet with them and all that kind of stuff. So long story short, that's why we're a new stove. But that got me thinking about
it. That's why you got to lift in a roundabout way.
Yeah.
Well, if all else fails, you've got a new stove.
That's true. I can make Mexican food with it, or Nicaraguan food.
So what, a gallon of gas is like 5 cents there and shit?
Apparently a gallon of gas is pretty expensive because they have to import it. So like cars and anything that has to be imported is expensive, but just like daily living, like food and apparently like the internet is really super fast and utilities are stupid ridiculous, so... You know, there's people living in pretty decent homes, like a comparable house to ours, and are spending, like, their entire, like, monthly budget for everything that they do to survive is, like, $1,500.
Damn, now you can do your SEO job from there?
Yeah, you know, it wouldn't even really be a possibility if I didn't, you know, work remotely anyway.
Right. Lucky you. I'll have to move down with you.
Well, bring it on, man.
But I want to move to the,
you know,
I want to move to the cocaine island.
I'm sure you do. We can visit the cocaine island. I'm sure it'll be a long vacation.
That would be fun.
Be one of those.
I could be the first guy to die of a heart attack on the cocaine island.
That's cool. You can take a rap out of me and write me back.
No, I'll just make it out of cocaine bales and $100 bills.
There you go.
I'm
just
sure
weave $100 bills together in a rope.
A few Evan Roots that have washed ashore.
Maybe you could, I don't know, barbecue my corpse and have a party. I think they cook things buried in the sand there.
Like a luau? A
yeah.
Cliff owl.
That's right, a cliff owl. My meat's pretty tender because I don't do a lot of manual labor.
Oh, good. You're nice like butter.
That's right. That's right.
So this thing seems to be working a lot better than it was last time.
Yeah, it does. Definitely. So, oh, so that countdown, right? So, like, default, I got the show default to just a 15-minute show. We can go
okay.
beyond that
right.
as long as we want. But, so they consider prime time starts at 6 o'clock. Our little show starts at 5:30.
Right.
So they cut us off of a live broadcast at 6, but we can keep going and recording for the, you know, the, what do they call it,
The podcast
or whatever, as long as we want. You know, if we upgrade to a premium subscription sometime down the road, then we can broadcast live all fucking night.
What's that entail?
Well, actually, I already did one upgrade. It's like $39 a month. I got 30 days free, so I'm tinkering with – I have yet to see the benefit of it, so I'm not totally sure.
What the difference
I think
is
we get
between
like a,
six and –
We get a one-on-one coaching with some radio pro at some point, but I don't know how to make that happen.
That starts the 31st day.
Yeah, that's right. It's for his benefit.
Right, exactly. And $39 that he stuffed in his pocket.
Right.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not hearing the echo like I did last time. Now, is there some sort of delay? I mean, I feel like you're getting me a couple of seconds after I say whatever I'm saying.
Yeah, and I feel like there is kind of a gap, and that's probably, I'm guessing that's maybe probably a Skype thing.
Well, you know what, should I hang up and try to call back in to the show as a host and see what happens? And then maybe
give it
a minute instead of hanging up after like 10 seconds like I did before, because it's like, oh shit, we've only got like 5 minutes to do this, and I'm going to miss out on the whole thing.
Yeah, do it. I'll just wait right here.
All right, hold on. I'll try to call in.
Okay.
All right.
Zigzag Guy Ammo People, the man, the myth, the legend, that's him. Did you know that he was born a man? And he's still a man. But there was a time during his early 20s when he had a complete sex change. I didn't know that they could actually reverse that. Apparently not well. I hear that it's an ugly situation down there. But he's going to call right back in to see if he can connect as a host, because apparently he was just called in as a caller. And it's hard for us to recognize because we don't get callers. So I guess I can go ahead and burn up some airtime here. I figure somebody at some point might stumble across this and check it out. What can I do? Do some beatboxing. Should pursue that as a career, except I just got spit all over my hands. I don't like any job that involves getting spit all over your hands. Well, not my own spit. Or my own hands. All right, nobody's connected. I'm guessing maybe you can only have one host. I don't know. Actually, that might be one of the premium deals. Let me check it out right now on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Hypersloth Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus. This is Rufus here coming at you live. Alrighty, premium service. Oh, who's that? Dom Zigzag, I am calling in on the cell phone. Hello? Oh, okay. Yeah, it's because we went over we're now in the prime time, so they cut us off, so we can't call in as live people.
When I tried to call back in, I don't know why I thought it fucking done. But it didn't even do anything, and I'm guessing that's because we're over the 6 o'clock mark.
Okay. Well, at least, I guess tomorrow, just for better or for worse, call in as a caller, and I'll let you in.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Okay. And then, I was thinking that we could discuss, I don't know, I was going to say something like world politics, but that wasn't very funny. I don't know, I always kind of wing it because I forget and then I just sit down and talk about shit, so.
Let's just riff tomorrow.
We'll just riff. I actually think what we did today was probably the best show yet.
Awesome.
Yeah, no kidding. In fact, I don't think we can top it. Maybe we should stop now.
Hey, let's just forget tomorrow.
All right. Hey, it's been good talking to you.
Just go out on a high note.
That's right.
All right. Well, I'll call you. I'll call you in 50 minutes before the show tomorrow.
Okay.
Make sure all is good. And maybe we should play the whole song tomorrow on the show. I mean, or do you think people will steal
it then? No, I think that'd be great, actually. I don't think people steal it. I mean, at this point, if they steal it and give it away, that's just more people who know about it, you know? As long as I say who it is.
And like I said, I did buy hypersloth.com.
Yeah, I saw that. And yeah, I got an email, too, right? An email address?
Yes, hypersloth.com.
Sweet.
But if you want to download that stuff, I gave you the login information so you can start working on the site if you want, or I can do it. I mean, I don't really care. You seem to be the expert.
Yeah. I didn't see the login stuff. Let me check my emails again. I switched to the new Gmail inbox, which has, like, tabs instead of folders and shit, and I'm already losing track of stuff. So I think it's probably there, but I just haven't seen it.
I can send it to you again. That's not a problem.
Okay. Yeah, do that and I'll keep an eye out for it.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. Hello to the wife, Ben Reed.
Yeah, same to you. And I don't know. I guess we'll have a good time tomorrow and see what happens.
We're fine about it. All right. Enjoy that show.
Yes. Love it. Bye. All right. Well, hey, if you're out here, you heard it loud. And bye-bye. I'm going to rock out right now to an internet love song. Which makes Bach look like an idiot.
Checking out chat rooms.